Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's exciting. It's what we wanted. You know, night games here that you'll give some of our fans to cheer for, and I think, you know, this is it. So, in division opponent, obviously some bad blood. You know, always with the Patriots and the Jets. So, a lot of history, and I think it should be fun and exciting, and should be a fun atmosphere.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. Every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock. We'll give you what to expect for Pats and Jets coming up in just a moment. Text line is asking Keith, Yo, are we getting Keith's keys today or what?
What do you think this is? Amateur hour? Obviously, we're getting Keith's keys. There's a game tonight. It's game night. Finally, no. Game night.
I mean, I feel like we've mentioned it quite frequently, but the audience changes very often.
Always
in radio,
does. Always, so we check out the podcast if you happen to miss anything. But you'll notice a few promotions for the keys.
We should continue to say it. Keith's keys are coming your way today at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for
at
it.
High one.
I also noticed you just retweeted the Pats. These uniforms are the helmets look real.
You
want to
know why I retweeted it?
Why?
Read the tweet.
These are fire. Fire emoji.
Yeah.
Repost to win yourself a helmet.
Yeah, I want
to
win the helmet.
Well, I didn't read that far. Well, there you go. That's
just begging for free stuff.
Of course I retweeted. I didn't repeat. I didn't repost.
I thought you were just like,
see it. No, I'm entered like, now to win. That's why I did it.
Hang on. Wait.
Give me one of those helmets.
Hey, is that a conflict of interest?
I don't want to make your.
No, it's not.
Hang on.
Is it?
I don't want to make your odds. I don't want to make your odds go down, Keith. But
don't do it. Don't repost it.
They just did. Your odds just went. I just reposted it. Your odds just went down.
If Jones wins the helmet, I will have a meltdown. I love it. Absolute meltdown.
Should we all do it? Terp wins it.
No. No. Don't Terp do it now.
Yeah.
No,
don't you guys do it. Nobody else do it. It's bad luck if you do.
We've said too much.
If Jones wins, he has to wear the helmet for a whole show.
Done.
He has to sit.
Oh, it's like a stupid helmet in that 70s show?
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, it's exactly like that. Perfect. It's perfect parallel.
Yes, Nick, it is like that.
Yes, there you go.
Honestly, you nailed it. Good job.
Come on.
617-779-7937. By the way, 1 year ago, you kind of forget it. Drake May made his debut against the Jets on Thursday Night Football.
Wild.
I say 1 year ago, meaning last season.
Yeah.
But I had kind of forgot. I mean, I guess if I really thought about it, I remember him making his debut. I just wasn't on my mind until May was asked about it this week. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I came in there. I went for a drive. He's like, they almost picked me off. he drove him right down the field. Like, right away, you could see it.
It was funny because that was week 3 last year. And so it was like, Drake May is not good enough to start, right? According to the Patriots from a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, he can't start. and we're going to really kind of ease him into the season. And as you know, Dan Orlovsky said, I wouldn't play him for 2 years.
Nope, he would still have him on the bench, missing
third
out on an MVP.
Third game of the season, they're getting blown out on primetime. Like, get him in there.
Get him in there.
Get him in there. Time to go in. Get some reps.
Kid's totally ready now. So we're right back here. What has changed in that time quite a bit? We'll give you more thoughts on this game. But first, Keith, we should go on the clock and tell the people what to expect from Pats and Jets tonight. You want first or second?
I'll go first.
All right. Give Keith first up. 60 seconds on the clock if you want to call in with your predictions for tonight. We'll give you 30 seconds at 617-779-7937. Let's put Keith on the clock for tonight.
All right, I like the Patriots big in this game. And if you're worried about Thursday night football being a little wonky, don't worry about it. So far this season, four of the games that have been on the short rest for teams have been double-digit outcomes. There's been a 10-point win, a 17-point win, a 22-point win, and a 27-point win. So the Patriots wouldn't be the first team. In fact, they'll be the next team to blow out the Jets, a team that is starting Justin Fields, who threw 54 yards passing in a full game last week, and 42 came on one play. So they have a quarterback who can't throw. They got rid of their best players on defense, so the Jets are a mess. They've won a couple of games in a row, sure, but they're done for the season at 2-7. A win tonight for the Pats guarantees a winning record. First winning record since 2021. I expect that to happen. And Drake May can go even further in his MVP candidacy if he throws for 300 yards for the first time in his career, which will happen tonight.
Oh!
A couple of touchdowns in there as well. They're going to be 9-2 after this one. Top seed in the AFC. And winning 8 in a row.
I like that.
Here you go.
By the way, if you want to bet Drake May plus 300 yards, he's never done it in his career.
It hasn't happened, and we have people that mention that after every game.
It's been brought up substantially on the text line. It is quite a juicy bet. I think it's plus 400 at last check.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of the text line, Keith.
Yeah. People are reposting the
guys,
Patriots
I just
thing.
Reposted
Son
it.
Oh, God.
Guys, I retweeted it. Thanks for alerting me to the giveaway, Keith.
Well, if you're doing that, if you want to send it to – if you win, you can send it to the station.
Guys, my repost was 250. Sounds like a lucky number to me. Sorry, Keith.
Oh,
damn it.
No.
That does sound lucky.
I shouldn't have said anything.
I should have timed it out with a better number. Crap. Okay, well, good stuff there in what Keith expects out of the Patriots here tonight. That was his on the clock. Nick, why don't you put me on the clock? All right, here's what to expect for Pats and Jets in just 60 seconds. Simply put, a beatdown. It starts with the uniforms tonight. Patriots are going to look good and play good. The Jets stink. Yeah, they've won two in a row. Justin Fields has thrown for 54 or fewer yards four different times this year, including last week. They've also traded away Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Oh, and Garrett Wilson hurt. So Justin Fields already can't throw. And he has no weapons to throw to. I don't like his odds there. Meanwhile, Drake May going to get back on track. He's had a rocky couple of games by his standards, turning it over against the Falcons and Tampa Bay. I think he has no turnovers in the game tonight. I think Travion Henderson has another big game. He's been involved, 75-plus total yards the last 3 weeks. I think he pops another big run here tonight, which would set the Patriots up for a season high in points. The previous high, 42. I think they're going to go past that. They'll win 8 in a row. They'll be 9-2 and on track to the one seed in the AFC.
Hell yeah, brother.
So that's where I think we're at.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I did a good job looking up those stats, I feel like, about the blowouts on Thursday. Because you're wondering, like,
those were real good numbers.
Because the last game was, all right, you have a really good team versus not a really good team, and it was a gross game. Like, that was a horrible, boring game, and I was watching it just because of fantasy football, like that Broncos game last Thursday. And, like, a win is a win is a win, but you're like, all right. Are they going to be able to continue that? If we're going to call them out for these gross wins, this is not a game that the Patriots should really be messing around with. Like, so much would have to go wrong, and then somehow so much would have to go right. And I understand upsets happen, the whole any given Sunday
or Thursday thing,
but I really don't see how it happens with this Jets team.
I would stand with our guy Savage out there, who's like yelling at anybody calling it a trap game. It's not a trap game.
No.
Because I don't, the Jets
it's
are.
Thursday. I mean, that's the one thing, I guess.
Look, it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And I guess that's an awkward spot for the Patriots, but it's 10 times worse for the Jets. They stink. They're on the road. They also have a quick turnaround. They have to travel. Like, this should be an advantage for the Patriots. You have a veteran head coach. Aaron Glenn's never done it as the head coach before. Like,
they have to start a quarterback they don't even want to play.
Right.
They don't want to use him.
No one wants to play on a short week. But I think it's tremendously advantageous, given who you're going against, first-year head coach, all these other things, this weekend, or rather this game tonight.
Yeah.
So I actually think it works out as an advantage. Never mind you get a mini bye after the fact going into Cincinnati the following week. You're not going to get Burrow in that one. That's looking up for you.
Yeah.
You get the Giants the week after that. We know it's no Neighbors and no Scataboo. Maybe it'll be no Dart the way he's going. And then you have the bye week. So I think it's all looking up for the Patriots. It is not a trap game. I can't fathom a way they lose this game tonight. I can't. They should be able to run on the Jets without Quinn and Williams. They should be able to throw on the Jets without Sauce Gardner. The Jets, as we both illustrated, cannot throw Justin Fields. The only good games he's had this year, he had a good one against Dallas, and he had a good one, I think, week one against Pittsburgh where he really lit it up.
Yeah.
Short of that,
and
I'm not
the Bengals.
Sure. Oh, sorry, and the Bengals. Thank you. So the two worst defenses in the league, and then the start, the opener against Pittsburgh, he was very good. I'll give him
it
that
was
one.
Miami. The Bengals and the Cowboys were like 3-2.
No, I mean, really,
games.
The Jets' only player.
They cannot throw.
No.
And the Patriots do not let anybody run on them. That's
right,
what the Jets want to do.
That's
so the Pats can throw and run. The Jets can't throw or run. I don't see how the Jets possibly win the game. You tried to come up with this earlier, Keith. You're like, maybe they get
special
two
team scores.
Maybe they get two defensive special team scores like they did last week. That's how they won last week. Even still, I don't think that'd be enough to beat the Patriots. That's 14 points.
Well, if the Jets...
They need two freak scores like that, special teams and defense, and, I hate to put it out there, they need like an injury to Drake May on top of it.
You would need something like that, but even, I don't know, like, Josh Dobbs can win this game.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, the Pats beat the Jets last year in a game where Drake May got hurt.
Right.
So, like, I really don't see how they do it. I genuinely don't see how they do it.
I don't. I mean, their best player left is Breece Hall. And the Patriots have not allowed a running back to have a good game against them this year. I mean, last week was the first time a running back got over 50 yards rushing, and it was like 53. So nobody's had a good running game against them. Garrett Wilson, who is a really good receiver, and really good receivers have had good games against the Patriots. Look at Drake London. Like, so receivers, that's been sort of the one thing that they need to sort of lock down or really one thing to work on in the coming weeks. And I don't even know how many challenges they have. Obviously, Cincinnati will be one. But, like, the Bills don't even have good receivers. The Giants don't now that Neighbors is out. But Garrett Wilson's not playing. So it's like you don't even have that. Because going into the year, you're like, I don't think the Jets are going to be good. But they have maybe four elite players. I mean, if you want to include Breece Hall, maybe not elite.
No, but Gardner, Williams, Wilson and Breece Hall. Those are
three of them are gone.
Those are four really good players. Three of them are gone.
Which are
well,
your
two
three
are
best.
Gone and one's hurt.
Yeah, well, three won't play.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about them. And so, now you can really just kind of load up on Breece Hall and worry about him. That's it. So, this should be one where, even the spread, I think, is – I'll take that. I'll take Patriots minus 12.5.
So, text line says, hey, is Jones crazy? They're not going to score 42 tonight. Well, it was a bold flavor.
Why not?
I think if they don't, they're going to have called off the dogs and, like, taken the air out of it and maybe May's sitting. Like, I think they're going to have every opportunity to hang 42 tonight.
Well,
they did it to Carolina earlier this year.
They scored 42 against Carolina. They scored 31 against Tennessee and 32 against the Browns. And the Browns have a really good defense. And there was 32 points put up on the board that one. So
we saw Dylan Gabriel and the Browns offense a few weeks ago. The Jets let them score 20 last week. The Jets have given up 38 to Joe Flacco in Cincinnati. Now, their defense was pretty locked in before that, honestly. 37 against Dallas. But their defense hadn't been terrible in some of those other games. Well, 29 and 30 against Tampa and Buffalo.
Yeah. No, but in this winning streak, the Patriots offense has scored 23 or more in every game.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're in the 30s easy. So if they're in the 30s, they can't score 42. What I think tonight is about, it's not about is it a trap game? Can the Jets pull it off? I really can't fathom a way they do. If they do, I'll come in tomorrow and say how wrong I was, and I'll have some real questions. I'll have questions in the scenario that you brought up, Keith. It's like the Denver Broncos last Thursday night against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Divisional game, trash team. If the Pats win a low-scoring, ugly game like Denver won, I'll have all the same questions about the Patriots I had about Denver. I don't think that's going to happen. If it does, be warned. That's what we'll do tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think tonight's about style points and about Drake May staking his claim to the MVP. And this is an opportunity, and maybe you don't want to fall into these traps. They've done a good job doing what they do and staying focused, and I do think the team's pretty locked in. But this is an opportunity for Drake May to have his first 300-yard game, which you're predicting, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for him to have a 4 or 5 touchdown game where the whole country's watching, at least those of us who have Amazon Prime, the whole country's watching, and they see, oh, this is what I've been hearing about Drake May. Yeah, the Jets stink, but he just has one of those dominant performances where 100%. It's a signature MVP type of game. That's what I am looking for tonight and what I would like to see tonight. I don't think the Jets are going to give him a game.
No.
I think May could do that.
Yeah, and I think he's had – well, I know he's had an interception in three straight games. So, all right, break that streak. You know, start a new one where he isn't turning it over. And some of those throws in the game last week, and if you went back, it was kind of raining. All right, whatever. But some of those throws last week were kind of early season Drake May throws where he was kind of airmailing Mac Hollins or airmailing some other guys. And so his completion percentage was way down, like way off what his season average is. So just like his overall efficiency tonight, I would expect to be a lot better. And I'm also interested in Travion Henderson, who's going to be really the lone guy in the backfield for another week. How much usage and how good, how efficient is he? Because sort of a slow start for him, but then he was one of the highlights of the game last week. So is he able to kind of keep that momentum up? So, like, even though, yeah, I expect them to win by quite a few, a couple of things just as compared to what they did last week. I know that opponent was a lot better, but or do those guys just clean up some of the issues that they had?
Yeah, I mean, look, I would hope Drake May doesn't finish the game, and I don't mean for injury. I mean, I hope somebody else is out there in victory formation. And I hope
maybe you do one of those where you don't even play the fourth quarter. That'd be great.
I mean, I think it could be that kind of game. I think it should be that kind of game. The Jets aren't going to be ready tonight.
No.
It's a first-year head coach with a quick turnaround on the road and a season going nowhere with a quarterback who can't throw.
The coach is already picking fights with the media.
And a defense with no players.
A defense, by the way, Keith, you're talking about takeaways. They have one takeaway on the season. They have recovered one fumble.
So no picks.
Wait a minute.
No picks.
They have zero interceptions?
Zero interceptions, have recovered one fumble.
My Drake May.
I'm about to change the keys.
Differential.
I got to change the keys here.
My Drake May won't throw an interception is less hot of a take. I didn't realize that.
no picks? They've played nine games.
Yep, and well, they've given the ball away 11 times.
That kind of makes me think he is going to throw one now.
No way.
Just one.
No, that streak will continue.
Okay, all right.
How do you not have a interception
I don't know.
All season long?
I mean, when you're the Jets, that's how.
I guess so.
Sticking with Travion Henderson, though, for a moment, because I also think it's an interesting game for him tonight.
What a stat. Nice job, Nick. That's late entry for stat of the week.
Stat of the week.
Yeah.
In your face, Rich Eisen.
Oh, wow.
Henderson the last.
No, Dan Patrick.
I'm sorry. It was Dan Patrick. Sorry. You too, Rich Eisen.
You're mixing up your shows.
Henderson's been pretty good the last 3 weeks. It was not just the Tampa Bay game. And the Cleveland game, you saw it in the running game. It was a lot of outside runs. They were running Stevenson into the middle of the line. He was doing nothing. And they had Travion Henderson out on the edge of that defense. 10 for 75 in that game. He looked, for the first time all year, in a regular season game, not preseason, he looked explosive. The Atlanta game's probably better than you remember. He had 87 total yards in that game because he had four grabs for 32. So he was involved in that one, 14 carries. And then the huge game last week against Tampa. I'd like to see him keep it rolling. This might be his last game without Ramondre Stevenson. And I hope he kind of stakes his claim to the backfield and it's his when Stevenson comes back. My fear is they're still going to give Ramondre Stevenson 10, 12, 14 touches a week. And it's going to be a 50-50 share. I think that would be a mistake, and I think the better Henderson continues to play, if he can follow up on last week, and it's not just a one-off and a couple of long broken runs, but another strong performance, I think he can stake his claim to the backfield and be the guy and prove to the coaching staff he should be the guy, because I think he adds a whole nother element to this offense that has been lacking for years and is lacking with Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, there's definitely way more of an upside there with Henderson, and one of the reasons why they drafted Henderson and Williams was for that big play, score from anywhere on the field type of talent and speed. And so I agree. I don't think Henderson, just because of his build, like he's never going to be every down back. Like he's not going to get the ball. He's not going to have 25 touches in a game. And if he does that in a couple of weeks, he probably won't last very long.
But he should be the lead guy. He should be.
I agree.
It'll be a committee, but he should get the lion's share of the committee.
Well, right. Because if you end up having 25 total carries and he's more like 15 and Stevenson's 10, and that's not even accounting for Drake May running the ball. Yeah, I'm in favor of that. Then throwing the ball a couple of times. You know, I don't know, like, this might be too high end because of the season that he's having, but, like, you see what Achan does with the Dolphins. Like, every time he touches the ball, you're like, he might go.
Yeah.
He might score.
Achan, Cook, Gibbs. I mean, those are all high end comps.
Yeah, those are.
But that's the kind of frame
he
has.
Thinking.
And that's a guy who could do it. By the way, Ramondre Stevenson's career long is.
For a run?
64. For anything.
Oh.
Run or catch, 64.
He had a long catch this year.
His long this year was 55. Yep.
Okay.
long in his career is 64 yards. So Henderson already has broken off a bigger, more explosive play than Ramondre Stevenson has done in 789 carries plus another once, like 1,000 career touches.
Yeah, not surprising.
Pushing that.
Yeah.
So that's the element he adds to the offense. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have a key for madness for you at 1245. The keys coming your way at 1 o'clock to Pats and Jets, with them squaring off tonight on Thursday Night Football. We'll get into Mike Vrabel, Coach of the Year candidate, Coach of the Year favorite now, a lot of places. And a discussion we got into earlier today, who's more responsible for the Pats turnaround. Is it May? Is it Vrabel?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can do more of that. That was Stephen A. Smith on Mike Vrabel,
Coach of the Year. Certainly could be Coach of the Year. I would say he should be the front runner right now. So I agree with Stephen A. I don't know if I understand the logic. So in that response, he says, you know, obviously the turnaround, I mean, that's not up for debate. They won four games last year. They're about to win their ninth game tonight in 11 tries.
Yeah, they're about to surpass their win total from the last 2 years with a win tonight.
He just said they pretty much have the same personnel from last year.
I know Stephon Diggs wasn't there last year, but we're pretty much the same personnel.
That's insane. That is a classic national guy who a producer feeds him a couple lines. He knows the quarterbacks, maybe one of the, you know, Steph Diggs. He just named Steph Diggs. But that's clueless. I mean, he talks about all the teams. We really talk about one. But, like, their leading rusher is new, is a rookie. They're starting left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle, leading rusher, leading receiver.
Yep.
All different dudes.
Plus the guy who went over 100 last week, Mac Hollins.
The milkman. New.
Milkman,
whole
new.
Defense is basically new.
The whole defense besides Gonzalez is new. Safeties, linebackers.
Yeah, Barmore and Gonzalez.
The kicker.
Yeah.
The whole team is new, except for Drake May, who you are getting a lot more out of. But to say he took over the same personnel would not be part of the argument for why Mike Vrabel is the coach of the year. That gets into the whole thing, like front office. Like, he had an awesome overhaul of the roster, and they got rid of everybody.
We were talking about this is look, Vrabel wasn't my top choice, but I was very wrong about this with Vrabel. I didn't really want him in charge of personnel. And I think he clearly is, or he has, you know, delegated that responsibility to the right people, Cowden, Stretch,
yeah,
whomever. It's not Wolf. But Vrabel's had an awesome, awesome, awesome season personnel-wise.
Yeah.
Their draft is looking much better after last week, in fairness. Kyle Williams hadn't done anything until last week. Henderson had his best game. So the draft might be in its best light yet, but that's trending in the right direction. It's hard to find a free agency miss they've had.
Yeah, I don't think so. I want more from Carlton Davis, but I wouldn't say it's a miss by any means.
I think it looked bad for 2 weeks with Spillane. Yeah. Since then, he's been good.
He's been real good.
Yeah, I mean,
but the whole team's new, and like that's credit to him. And like,
it's not only is it new. I guess my point is he's the one who's bringing it in too. Yeah,
yeah, and like you saw how they went about the offseason, and it was a lot of players that played for either Mike Vrabel or Terrell Williams. Or even Josh McDaniels, right? Josh McDaniels worked with Mac Hollins. It was his brother that worked with Steph Diggs. So there was some overlap there with even some guys that they brought in. And that was great. And you see the impact of that immediately. So I'm all for talking up Mike Vrabel as coach of the year. But to say he took Mayo's roster and turned it around is wildly inaccurate.
No, but I think that all the roster turnover, yeah. He is wrong about that. That should be a credit to him.
It is, but it's not like coach of the year credit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like
yeah,
the
it's
higher,
more like yeah, it's more like GM than
that's
anything.
Everything.
Yeah, fine.
It's not like he's yeah, you wouldn't have had those guys. Like if they just said, you know what, we're gonna give Mayo a second year, what does the free agency class look like? Maybe like two of these guys?
Why none of them?
Like maybe none of them. maybe none of them.
Mayo knows nobody.
But if he hired McDaniels, maybe you get like Mac Hollins.
Fine, maybe.
But, okay.
Maybe.
But like you're right, they're not getting those other guys, and like who knows what the draft class looks like.
So Vrabel is the betting favorite for coach of the year right now.
Should be.
May has actually, believe it or not, dropped off on DraftKings. He's still tied with Stafford on FanDuel, so he's neck and neck with Stafford for MVP. Vrabel has nudged ahead of Shane Steichen, not Steichen, Steichen, for coach of the year. And they were having this debate today on First Take. I think it's pretty simple. You seem to want to think about it a little bit more, so let's ask it again. Who's more responsible for the Patriots' turnaround? Is it May? Is it Vrabel? I was surprised Orlovsky and Stephen A. both took Vrabel.
Yeah.
I think it's May, and I think it's pretty easy, but you were thinking about
it a little
bit.
I'm going back and forth on it because I think the stuff we just talked about is such a feather in the cap of Vrabel. Like, Drake May might be one of these guys that was going to be good regardless of circumstance, but we just talked about all these free agents that they brought in and this draft class that they brought in and the fact that the whole situation is or the whole team is on the same page. That's pretty tough to do, especially in year one and all new leadership and not just the coaches, but the captains are all new. So I get, you know, the player is going to get more credit. The quarterback, a really, really good quarterback is way more valuable than a really, really good head coach, just the way the NFL is now. And so Drake May is playing like an MVP. So I get why you would say Drake May, but Mike Vrabel really, after a little slow start, you know, 1-2 to the season, I don't know where we would look at it and critique it. And the defense is playing as well as it is.
No,
which
he's
not
been,
a Drake May thing.
He's been great. I guess my thing is really just anti-coach versus quarterback as a larger picture stance. This isn't really even Vrabel and May.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say the same thing about Mahomes and Reed. I always said the same thing about Brady and Belichick.
Like Stafford McVay?
Good
See,
one.
That one's tough.
That is harder.
But this one might be.
But Vrabel's not doing what McVay's doing. I mean, he's having a good year. But McVay. Schematic, like Vrabel's,
but I think Vrabel gets more.
Vrabel's riding an MVP candidate is what he's doing. I mean, McVay's shown this with multiple quarterbacks.
Stafford
he is now, but he's won a Super Bowl with Stafford when Stafford was good, but not this.
Does McVay?
And
get
he
as
got
much-
to a Super Bowl with Goff. I mean, look, Vrabel's gotten to an AFC title game with Tannehill. I think there's a bigger track.
Does he have as much say in the draft class,
McVay?
The free agent class, as Vrabel?
Not as much as Vrabel, I don't think, but he...
Oh, more than not. I mean, it's not like he's...
I mean, he's sitting up there laughing about Cole Strange with Les Snead, but no, I don't think he has as much say as Vrabel, no.
So, I mean, maybe I'd give Vrabel the benefit there because he had to overhaul everything and then take all these new guys and then coach them up, and that's what he's done. So I think there's a real strong case for Mike Vrabel in that regard. The text line points out it's a good one. Like... If Mayo was here, let's say it was Mayo and Van Pelt again. I don't think Drake May is an MVP candidate. I'm sure he's looking like an NFL starting quarterback, well, but I can't imagine he's playing quite as well.
If they signed Diggs and did the same stuff on offense, maybe, but that's hard to say they would do all that.
Well, right. Yeah, the butterfly effect on that is tough. I think he'd still be good.
I would say.
Because the defense wouldn't be good, and that also helps.
I would say if Mayo's here, May might not be an MVP candidate, but he'd still be... He would still look like a similar quarterback in year two. They might not win as much.
As I said, that's a big part of it, though.
That's
like, he's not an MVP candidate if they're 6-4.
I agree. Yeah. But the way May's playing, even with Mayo as his head coach, they might be like, they might be 6-4.
No,
they
might be,
you know, like they might be
good,
still in the mix for the AFC playoff picture the way he's playing. So I think it's more about May, but maybe there's more to that discussion than I realize. You can jump in at 617-779-7937. Should Vrabel be coach of the year right now if you had to
definitely
vote?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 8-2 after winning 8 games total the last 2 years, you know, so I think that alone, and if you're projecting forward, their schedule is easier than the Colts or the Broncos, you know, and those are all teams that are 8-2. And so coach of the year doesn't always go to best record, right? A lot of times it goes to like surprise team, or you know, one that wasn't predicted to make the playoffs and does. And this might be all they might have the best record. It might not just be a surprise team, but it might be like a team that way went past their Vegas over-under to begin the year win total wise.
Right, because you're right. Rarely does coach of the year go to the team with the best record. It usually goes to the biggest surprise, and this could be both.
This might end up being both, which I think is makes it easy for the voters. Right, you're not just, oh, what's the surprise playoff team this year? Or what's the team that, you know, maybe won the division when nobody predicted them to? Oh, it's a team that was picking in the top four the last 2 years, and now they're 14-3 or something like that. I think, you know, as long as he's tied with Steichen for wins, or obviously if he has more at the end of the year, I think he'll beat him.
So you made a point earlier that as well as Mays playing, that could hurt Vrabel in the coach of the year discussion. Because I kind of looked at it and I'm like, Steichen's been there. It's his third year. So I don't know that the Colts' turnaround is about him. They have a healthy Jonathan Taylor, and Daniel Jones, while I don't believe in him, is at least a competent quarterback compared to what they've had the last couple of years. Like, I don't know that Steichen's really changed anything there. I just think, again, they're having a healthy MVP caliber season out of Taylor, and they brought in a competent quarterback. So I kind of looked at that as a strike against Steichen. What you said is, how often does a coach of the year win when they have an MVP level quarterback? And that's fair. Probably most people look at it and would agree with me. May's a bigger reason for the turnaround than Vrabel, and that might be a reason to look at Steichen or Mike McDonald or some of these
other
coaches.
You ready for the last 5 coach of the years? This will put it in perspective.
Okay, hang on.
You want to guess?
Can I guess of these? Who was the coach of the year even last year? I don't even know.
Surprise record.
Who was it?
Kevin O'Connell. Who got more credit than Sam Darnold, because people are like, Sam Darnold stinks. Kevin O'Connell must be the reason, so he won the award.
That's a case for Steichen. Kind of a case. Well, or Mike McDonald, who's actually doing it again with Darnold. Now that Darnold's doing it again, maybe not.
Now it might be like, actually, Sam Darnold might be pretty good. Or you give credit to O'Connell, or I know
Kubiak is going to get a job off of Darnold this year.
I was going to say, people even point back to like Kyle Shanahan helped fixing him the same way that Sean McVay helped Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so KOC last year.
Kevin Stefanski in 2023 with all those 5 quarterbacks they used.
Uh-huh.
Brian Daboll in 2022 with Daniel Jones, who's now doing it with the Colts because nobody thought Daboll was going to go 9-7-1 that year. Mike Vrabel in 2021 with Tannehill. And then Kevin Stefanski again in 2020, which I think was Baker year.
I think that was Baker, yeah.
I think it was a Baker year, but Baker had been good, then bad, then we got a good year out of him. But at that point, it was like, is he going to be a bust? There's still questions about Baker that year. And then the year before that, it was John Harbaugh with the Ravens.
And that was Lamar in an MVP.
That was Lamar. But then it was Matt Nagy with the Bears. Who was their quarterback in 18?
Probably Trubisky.
Trubisky. And then Sean McVay with the Rams, which was the Goff year, I believe. Yeah, they didn't have Stafford then. So, like, it is kind of...
Yeah, short of Harbaugh in the last, whatever, 7 or 8 years, there's really one... He's the one example of a guy doing it with a quarterback as an MVP.
And they were 14-2. You know what I mean? So, like, that's one of those things where they're like, all right, we'll give Harbaugh. And that was...
Pats might win 14.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they definitely might. And that was also year 2 Lamar. So Lamar was really, really good. But I think how we view Lamar now versus how we viewed Lamar at the end of the 2019 season is a little bit different. But, yeah, a lot of times...
2020 season, Stefanski year, Baker wasn't even a Pro Bowler.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's the number one pick, but you're right. He had
26 touchdowns, 8 picks, but he didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he looked really good as a rookie, bad in his second year, and then that third year. So, right, it was more mixed on him.
But with that, so that looks like it lines up more for Steichen to win. I just think the Pats are going to finish with a better record than the Colts, and because it's pretty close, I think he'll get that tiebreaker.
Well, I think that's fair, because we laid out the schedules yesterday,
yeah,
two days ago,
uh-huh,
and, I mean, the Patriots, when you look at their schedule versus a team like Indy or versus a team like Denver, Indy has no gimme games. So, right, if the Pats win 13, which I think is now pretty reasonable, or 14 games, you know, you're talking about a team that I don't think the Colts can win that many based on their remaining schedule. 617-779-7937. You can discuss Pats and Jets here tonight. If you missed any of our on-the-clock segments, 60 seconds each on how we expect the game to go tonight, use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can go back and listen to that. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free, so get that on your phone. Again, the Odyssey app to listen to Jones and Keefe. And stay tuned. On the way next, it's a local madness. It's a creature feature madness. It's Kiefer Madness.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next.
Bring it! And it grabbed me by my hair and was shaking my head like you would shake a bag of microwave popcorn.
I'm glad it was up there, not down here. It might have hurt my cat. Yeah, that's her. See, hey, you're on TV.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
And there goes the python.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI Jones. This one is hyper-local. We are not going to the great state of Florida for this one, or Louisiana, Texas. We're not checking in with our people from Pahrump, Nevada.
It may have originated in some of those states, though.
Could be. Yes. It absolutely could. And it is, like many of them, a creature feature. So let's find out what's going on here, shall we?
All the things you'd expect to find near the Charles River, this may be the most unlikely. Take a good look here. This is a...
This is A in the Charles.
Unfortunately, this one I'm aware
this
of.
This one you've seen.
I don't need to guess.
So, but that's a good setup because you're like, I remember when I was a kid, somebody put a piranha in the Merrimack River up in New Hampshire.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. I don't know if they're super harmful. You don't want to get bit up by a piranha. I don't think they could really survive in there long, but that was like a big story. Like, don't go to the Merrimack.
Where do you get just one?
Where do you get one?
Yeah. I feel like you just buy, if you were going to get piranhas, you got like a
black
school.
Market.
You think you buy them in bulk?
Yeah, I think black market.
I think I would bulk buy piranhas, yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, you get a
better. That's why I'm asking.
You get a better deal wholesale, yeah.
Well, maybe he was like really just mad at the one. He's like, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Maybe that he didn't play along with the other ones. So he's like, you put them out in the Merrimack River. People are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then as a kid, you're like, could that swallow a deer? And you're like, not really. Not one.
So what could be in the Charles River? Again, I know this, but like dead body? Like, I don't know.
Dead body, yeah, like Stand One. By Me.
Yeah, sure.
Christian Gonzalez's favorite movie.
Just like the Charles River. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, human fecal matter, stuff like that. Yeah,
we've all seen Mystic River.
Yeah.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Good. Glad you have that ready to go, Nick.
The most unlikely. Take a good look here. This is a small alligator.
Small alligator.
It is small. It's
a
teeny
small
tiny
alligator.
Itty bitty little gator.
A little gator. All right. Okay. Small alligator in the Charles. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, Terp's got a photo of that bad boy. That is an adorable little gator. Look at the little hands on him.
It looks like Charles. Does it even have teeth? I don't even think it has teeth.
It's got to have teeth. It's got to have a couple little needle teeth. A
lot of gums in there.
Is he going to get bigger or is that it?
Well, I think
they get a lot bigger.
I think once he starts hunting in the Charles, he'll get bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a lot of game for him in the Charles?
Yeah.
What are they eating there?
Well, dead bodies.
Fish.
Trash gator.
Yeah.
The most unlikely. Take a good look here. This is a small alligator. One man spotted that gator along the bike path. Thank you for staying with us. I'm David Wade.
I'm Courtney Cole. Now, these are not ideal conditions for a gator, as you would imagine.
No.
WBZ's Mike Sullivan talked with the man who had that close encounter.
All right. So now we got all our best people on it.
Okay.
We're going to go the man that found the alligator.
Oh, they tracked him down.
What would you do? Options would be
scream.
Yeah. Walk by, do nothing.
Oh, definitely.
Pick up, take as a pet.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Execute. Or call animal services.
Yeah, I would probably walk away and maybe tell somebody else so that they could tell.
You'd walk
services.
By, like, I think I saw.
I don't know, but
maybe a gator.
Yeah.
Often, the most dangerous animal on the Esplanade is a goose.
Is that true?
No, that's not true.
The most dangerous animal is a goose?
Yeah, the dog running around biting Tom Brady is more dangerous than that.
That's way more dangerous.
Yeah, seriously.
The thing about geese, they don't really care. Like, they're not worried about personal space. You can't really scare a goose. They'll come right at you a little bit, but I don't know how dangerous they are.
No.
More of a nuisance.
Mean bird. Not as mean as like a turkey or even a swan.
Or an emu.
No, definitely not as mean as an emu.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's there's meaner stuff.
Yep.
Often, the most dangerous animal on the Esplanade is a goose. That is, except this week.
I looked down looking for fish, and I saw an alligator.
Okay. Look down, looking for fish.
A little suspect of this guy.
Yeah, there's something
here. You went down looking for fish?
You think he brought the alligator here?
Well, no.
I know you go inside job a lot.
This story is absolutely an inside job, but it's not this guy.
Okay, it's not this guy. He's innocent?
Yes.
Trevor Rochelle did what anyone would do next. He took out his phone.
Jones already said he'd walk away and then tell somebody else that it was there.
I would run away
screaming. Not anybody.
I would run away screaming and hope someone else alerted the proper authorities.
He went Instagram Live at Rich Keefe WEEI, and he recorded the whole thing.
I thought it was fake. I didn't believe it.
The reptile wading through the murky Charles, emerging to greet Trevor by the bank of a lagoon.
Ooh, a creature from the Blue Lagoon.
I mean, it's right. Where on the Charles was this? Like, we're like right here. It could have been right outside of here.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Steps away from WEEI.
At the little night shift pop up or something like that. Like
could
right
be.
There on the Charles. It could be. I don't
Very
know.
Exciting.
Yeah.
TT Gator was sitting right here and he moonwalked right back into the water.
Next came the questions.
What do I do? What should happen?
Is this thing even alive?
Oh, it's alive.
No, that wasn't his question. You added that question.
No, it wasn't alive. It was a living gator.
If
I saw it.
If the thing moonwalked back into the water, I would say that it's alive.
Yeah.
That's my guess anyway.
Yeah.
What do I do? What should I do?
Did you poke this alligator with a stick?
Gently.
That's PETA's going to call.
Well, that's true.
He poked the alligator with a stick?
You'll be expecting to hear from PETA. Well, yeah.
I wouldn't have done that.
Why? I wouldn't have done that at all. Too dangerous or too mean?
No, you're either in or you're out. I feel like you either walk by this thing and you forget about it, or you're like, let's gather this. Let's find you a home. Let's find you a good home. And then I'd get like a terrarium or whatever.
Because it was just sitting there. They're pretty lazy. They're just sitting there in the sunlight.
gators are lazy?
I think most reptiles are lazy, not to paint the broad brush.
I don't think that's true. Not to paint with Where do you come up with that?
I think they're cold-blooded and they're sitting there waiting for the sun to heat them up.
That makes them lazy, or does it make them thoughtful?
I think it makes them lazy. I mean, again, not to paint with the broad brush. I hate to get canceled over this, but
I never thought lizards were lazy.
No, I think turtles, snakes.
Turtles are slow. It doesn't mean they're lazy.
They just lay there in the sun.
They got to get the vitamin D.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
then they go about their day. You don't know. You're not always watching them.
They're lazy. I hate to break it to you, and I guess it's a hot take, but they're lazy animals.
What if I told you the tortoise did beat the hare?
Eventually.
Yeah.
The hare was the lazy one. He took a nap.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
The defense rest.
I didn't say there were no lazy bunnies.
Oh, no, that's true. That's a separate argument.
Do people think it's AI?
That was the first thing that people thought. They're like, you're joking. This is not real.
That stick you saw in the video, the one he pokes it with.
Here's the stick.
Nice.
It's still there.
It's just as funny to me even talking about it.
He says no one believed him, not even animal control at first.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Or do you think they get a lot of like false reports?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, a gator and the Charles. Sure. We'll get our best people on that.
Call them up. Hey, I just saw a huge snake in my bathroom. Like, all right, bud. All right, like, we're not falling for this again.
They thought I was crazy. The guy didn't believe me until I said I live near MIT. Then that gave them the, okay, maybe he's not as dumb as we thought he was.
You're not smart because you live near MIT.
Put that in the brag folder.
That's
quite a brag. I live near MIT, so they believe me.
I don't go to MIT. God, no. God, I could never get into MIT, but I live near it, so you'd think just I would, you know, be smart by association.
Right. I live near a library. Doesn't mean I read a lot.
Correct. I don't know. That's a weird connection this guy made.
Like calling this in.
It turns out this isn't the first time this has happened.
He's dealt with a couple, and he had dealt with one in the Jamaica Plain area as well.
We covered a similar story in 2010. A canoeist came across one in the Charles in Needham. A local reptile educator pulled it from the water with his bare hands.
Ooh, so I don't know if I'd recommend that.
Me neither.
This guy went just bare hands.
Yeah. He went noodling. Is that what they call it when you go fish for the fish barehanded?
Just grab him.
Noodling for a gator? That sounds real dangerous.
He pulled it off like a big bear.
Definitely not native. Maybe someone had ill intentions.
Mass Wildlife is aware of the video, and they are working with Boston Animal Control and Mass Environmental Police to try to capture it. Alligators are not native to the state and cannot survive the cold weather. They're also illegal to own in Massachusetts.
Double whammy. They shouldn't be here. They're not from here.
No.
And you can't have one.
Not yet. No.
That's true.
Trying to get everybody to come out here and try to find this thing so we can get it to the right home. I think that's the end goal here. So,
in Boston, I'm Mike Sullivan, WBZ News.
I got to say, I feel bad for it. I mean, probably somebody got it and then didn't know what to do with it and then sort of let it go. I feel bad.
Is that what happened?
You think somebody got it and didn't know what to do with it?
Somebody
just got it?
Somebody probably got it.
You're skipping over a lot of things that would have to happen for somebody just got it.
I reject that theory.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, the theory
is some guy went to the pet store and was like, I'll take one of those, like a ferret, and then just like, I don't know what to do with it, so he just let it go.
No. So the theory is it is an inside job, but the guy who caught it, you see this? The update to the story, they've captured the Charles River Gator.
Yes, I know. Joseph Kenny.
From Joe's Crazy Critters.
Yeah, he's in charge of Joe's Crazy Critters. And he's the Joe in Joe's Crazy Critters.
He claimed he just looked around the Charles for 15 minutes with a flashlight and found this thing, this little itty-bitty gator. He just found in 15 minutes?
No chance.
This is his gator and, like, promotion for his company. And his business.
I thought you were just trying to kill it, then he had a change of heart.
Joe's Crazy Crit. Although it's spelled. Am I spelling it right or reading it properly? C R A Z Z Y.
That's pretty crazy.
Crazy.
Well, that might be a copyright. That's probably another Crazy Critters.
Got it.
And he's like, I'm so crazy. We spell it with two Z's. This is the craziest thing you've ever heard of.
I think at that point you go like 3, 4, 5 Z's.
But two.
Who am I to critique this? Anyway, his business is Joe's Crazy Critters with two Z's.
His business is Crazy
Critters. And I think it's an inside job. He claims to have found this thing in 15 minutes in the river.
There's no way.
No chance.
There's no
the
way.
Inside job. It's this guy's gator promotion for his company.
Yep, and there's a little stupid picture of him on his Instagram sitting there in front of the Charles holding this tiny little itty-bitty gator who could have been killed.
Nice try, Joe.
Yeah,
and your crazy critters.
Not buying it.
You got to wake up pretty early in the morning to slip one past Jones and Keith.
Probably somebody got it and then didn't know what to do with it and then sort of let it go. I feel bad.
I've got to tell you, as someone who worked in Florida for many years, I'm slightly desensitized. I have to remember, this is not normal here.
Nope. Normally we run from things like that.
Right.
How about the experience she has?
That is what I would have done.
She's like, I'm from Florida. This is nothing. Why are we even covering this? She's like, there's gators everywhere. Pets, fake pets, live ones. Certainly bigger than this one.
Look at this guy.
What's the end game for Joe's Crazy Critters? Because at some point, that's going to be a really large, you can't even call it a critter. Then what? Is this like a Tiger King situation, but with gators?
I don't know. It's a good point.
Yeah, he's got a big old smile on his face.
I'm assuming he's going to return that to Florida and expect business to just flow in for what other crazy critters.
What do you think? He's got like a tarantula and like a salamander?
Probably tons of snakes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm out on that. Out on that. Probably a hedgehog. Probably like one hedgehog.
Text line, by the way.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Lizards are lazy.
Yeah, maybe you're
right. I once owned a lizard, Bragg. He was super lazy. Another texter did say the lizard people are coming for you, Jones. That's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
Jones, gators are fast in the water. What are you talking about? Lizards are fast going for prey. Yeah, it's because they're lazy all day and sitting around conserving their energy.
Yeah, or they're saving it for when they need it, right? Is that your point?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's the madness. Kiefer Madness, local.
He is my emotional support alligator.
Creature feature. Kind of checking a lot of boxes here today.
Uh-huh. You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
And good news, you can go back to swimming in the Charles River if you
that's
so choose.
That's true.
There are no gators in there.
Everybody's like, there's an alligator under your car. I'm like, are you serious?
617-779-7937. Oh, that's a good point by Dark and Stormy Nights.
What do you got?
Or, I'm sorry, Twitch chat, it's Rather Be Golfing. Lizards are out there selling insurance. How is that lazy?
That's true. He does work
side hustle.
Hard.
Yeah, that's, working two jobs.
He's pushing that.
Now you got me there.
He's committed.
We'll get back into Patriots and Jets because.
Oh, you hear that? Oh yeah, now's the time.
Thursday
so close.
At 1 o'clock when the Pats are on Thursday Night Football. It is the keys to Patriots and Jets. Keys next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface. In search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.